And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner and Squire Skimp's return from Fort Smith was delayed yesterday when Abner lost their railroad tickets, and the Squire's plan to cash a check at the depot failed completely. Today, as we look in on the weary travelers, we find them on the highway about 20 miles from Fort Smith. The Squire is sitting under a tree while Abner is standing on the road, one thumb outstretched. Listen.
I don't get see you there, Squire. That car never stopped neither. This idea ain't gonna work.
Well, Abner, are you sure you're holding your thumb up the right way?
Well, now listen, Squire. If you don't like the way I'm doing this, you just stand out here on the road and do the thumbing yourself. I don't see why I have to do it no way while you sit here in the shade. Doggies, I'm getting tired. Let me sit down there with you for a while.
No, Abner, you better get back on the road. Another car's liable to come along any minute, you know.
Well, let it come. I'm tired.
Abner, we've got to get back to Pine Ridge. Don't you realize that? We're one day overdue as it is.
I don't care. I'm tired.
Well, folks back home are going to start worrying about us.
Well, let them worry. I've got enough to worry about myself without having to worry about somebody else worrying about us.
Abner, I believe I hear a car coming in the distance there. You better get back out there. And now, this time, hold the thumb up good and high and get sort of a pleading look in your face.
Well, you better stand out there and help me this time, Squire.
No, I've told you why that would be a bad policy, Abner. A car might stop for one man, but not for two. And then after you get it stopped, why, I'll run out there and jump in the car with you.
Well, why don't you be the one man that stands out there this time?
No, I think you're more the appealing type for this kind of work, Abner. And don't forget this, too, now. It's all your fault that we're in this predicament. If you hadn't lost our railroad tickets, why, we wouldn't be hitchhiking our way back to Pine Ridge right now.
Well, Squire, I never lost them tickets on a purpose. I've looked through every one of my pockets 1,000 or 100 times.
Well, Abner, let's not go through all that again. Just forget about it. By Joe, wait a minute. There is a car coming. Hurry up, Abner. Stand out there.
Well, now, wait, Squire.
Hurry up. We don't want to miss this one.
Well, all right. Oh, don't chat me. I'm going.
That's it. Get right out there. Little farther now, Abner. They won't hit you. Get your arm up a little more. That's better. Tilt the thumb slightly to the south. Steady now. Well, all right. Come back, Abner. I can see right now we're going to have to devise some new plan. I don't know what it'll be, though. Let me think here now.
I'll tell you, Squire, this just ain't going to work. Them cars won't stop for me, no matter how I hold my thumb.
Yes, I'm afraid you're right, Abner. Well, it must be some way to get a ride. Thousands of people do it all the time. And we've managed to get this far.
Yeah, but I don't want to ride no more trucks like that brung us here. There's the worst one ride I ever had in my life. Every time we hit a bump, I got a crate of chickens right on top of my head.
Yes, well, it's not helping any to sit there complaining, Abner. What we've got to do is figure out some new plan.
Hope I never see another chicken as long as I live.
You know, Abner, I was just thinking here. If you were to lie down there in the middle of the road...
Now, wait just a minute. Stop right where you're at, Squire. I ain't laying down on no road. I ain't gonna get run over and get killed just so we can get a ride back to Pine Ridge. It ain't worth it.
Well, maybe if you just sort of lie over to, one side of the road. Just far enough out so that the driver of the car could see you.
No, that's out. That's plumb out. That's final. No, sir, I just ain't gonna do no such a thing. No, sir.
Abner, you're not cooperating at all. You don't seem to realize the seriousness of our situation. If I were in your position, I'd be more than glad to do this little thing.
Well, go ahead and get in my position. I'm willing to let you.
Abner, I wish you'd listen to reason. In the first place... By George, wait a minute. There comes another car. Abner, get out there.
I ain't gonna do it. I'm tired. They can see us from here. They look hard enough.
Well, Abner, they're not out looking for us. Nobody's gonna stop and beg us to ride. Now, hurry up, Abner. They're almost here.
Well, you put your thumb up this time, Squire. It's your turn. My thumb's getting stiff from pointing south there. I don't want to stand out there no more. Hey, Dogans, wait a minute. Look, they're stopping for us.
Well, by George, now, what do you know about that?
Hey, Jack, you men want to lift?
Why, yes, yes, certainly. Hurry up, Abner. Pick up your umbrella and your valise there.
He never meant us. Neither one of us is named Jack.
Yes, he does. That's just an expression. This is no time to quibble about a name. Be right with you, sir.
Well, just climb in the back seat there, if you can find room. Oh, keep quiet.
It's not bad enough, but you're going in the wrong direction.
I know what direction I'm going in. Oh, wait a minute, fellas. I guess the door's locked. There's a better.
Here, go on. Get in, Abner. Be careful with that umbrella there, Abner.
Can you find room back there with all that luggage and junk?
Well, yes. Thank you. We'll make out fine. It's very comfortable.
Squire, you're practical sitting on it.
Keep quiet, Abner.
My name's Benning. This is my wife here.
Well, how do you do?
Well, this is indeed a pleasure, Miss Benning.
Ethel, will you stop looking at that map? You know you don't understand them.
I do, too. And I know you're going the wrong way. Now, you stop this car right now, Foster. I absolutely refuse to go another inch in this direction.
All right. Fine trip we're having.
Well, you know yourself, the board gave us just enough gas coupons to get there. Now, if we waste them going off in all these wild directions...
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
now look.
Yeah.
Look at the map right there.
I've looked at it.
Well, look right there. Do you see there? Highway 84 distinctly points over in that direction.
My dear Ethel, how many times do I have to tell you you're holding that confounded map the wrong way?
I know how to hold a map. I'm over 21.
You can say that again. Now, look, Ethel, turn the map like this. That's north over there.
Why, it is not. That's north over there.
Oh, but... Hey, Jack, which way is north?
North. It's right back that way from the way you came.
Hey, see there?
Doggies, I thought north was over that way.
There, you see? Short one is right.
Abner, can't you keep your big mouth shut?
That should convince even you, Foster. You should have turned left, back there where I told you to.
Oh, why does this have to happen every time we take a trip? You and your maps... If it's the last thing I do, I'm going to resign from the Mason City Auto Club.
Sir, I don't wish to interfere, but now if you let me point out that the shadows fall...
Oh, shut up. You hitchhiker, you.
Ethel, for goodness sake.
Sir, what's that, madam? Hitchhiker? I'm afraid you made a mistake. This gentleman accompanying me here and myself are not merely hitchhikers. Surprising as it may seem to you, I have 3 or 4 cars in the garage on my estate.
You do?
Yes, alas, my doctor has ordered me to do a bit of walking, and naturally my health comes first, you know. Health is a rare and precious thing.
Well, me, Squire, I've been that barn years over. I never have saw no thing. Oh, doggy, Squire, watch out your foot there. You cracked me right on the shin with it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Abner. Yes, Mrs. Benning, my doctor requires me to walk 20 or 30 miles every day.
Well, why aren't you walking now, then?
Well, I've walked my 20 miles for today.
Well, we never walked, Squire. Don't you recollect we rode in that truck with all them chickens?
Chickens?
Oh, yes. I have a big ranch, too. Well, it's not awfully big. Just a few thousand acres.
For the land's sakes, I never know. Oh, there goes that foot again, Squire.
Is it all right with everybody if I start up the car and we get going again?
Not in the direction you're heading. Now, look at the map here, Foster. Now, right there is Highway 84.
I know where Highway 84
yes,
is.
Yes, but you don't seem to know how to get on it.
We're on it now.
We most certainly are not.
Hey, Jack, what highway are we on?
This, sir, is Highway 84.
There, you see? Now, are you satisfied?
Oh, what does he know about it? All he knows is chickens. Besides, he's sick. Now, right here is Highway 84, pointing over that way.
Yes. There's Highway 84, pointing over that way. Every time we take a trip, Highway 84 points over that way.
Well, it does.
If you'd ever learned how to hold a map right.
Oh, fiddlesticks, hold a map right. Difference to make how you hold it.
See? That's what I'm talking about.
All that matters is the direction.
How do you like that, Jack? All that matters is the direction, but it doesn't matter how you hold the map, oh no. What do you do in a case like that?
Well, it's hard to say.
Yeah, it's for 20 years now I've had to put up
with
this.
Oh, you, for 20 years. For 20 years. It's all I've heard for the last 20 years myself.
Well, we can't sit here in the middle of the Arkansas arguing. I'm starting this car up. You can do anything you want.
All right, start it up. But you're not going another foot in that direction. Either you turn the car around or I'll get out.
Well, that's fine. And take your map with you.
Foster Benning, you turn this car around immediately.
All right. I'll turn the car around. We'll go back home. I don't care. I don't have to see Mr. Carter. Let me lose the contract. Let me go bankrupt. We can always move to the poorhouse.
Well, here, just a minute, sir. If you're turning around, you'd better let us out first.
Yeah, we want to go to Pine Ridge.
Huh? Oh, that's right. I forgot about you.
It shows Highway 84 on here just as plain as anything.
Just push the handle down, Jack. That's it.
Hey, hurry up, Abner. Don't forget your umbrella.
No, I got everything to say.
Well, then, so long, man.
Yeah, so long, Mr. Bennett. And much obliged for the ride. That's a nice, congenial couple. Oh, me, oh, my. That would happen to us. Abner? Well, I believe I see a car coming in the distance there. Get your thumb up and incline it in slightly to southerly direction this time.